No, I totally agree. I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions. Yeah, I think people think that submission is taken, you know? That you, like, force submission onto a person. But I think that's super unhealthy, and I think that's wrong. Yeah, I think inherently that isn't how it should be at all. I don't think that's a dynamic that's a good dynamic. Any dynamic where submission is forced is not one that I think is, yeah, sustainable or healthy. Because what it really should be, what it comes down to, is submission should be earned. Yeah, like, you should want to submit because I have shown you that I am trustworthy and you are safe with me. So that you know that when I have this control and this, yeah, that I can be responsible with it. Because absolute power is dangerous. Like, giving anyone absolute power over you is dangerous. But when you do so, when you make a choice, you should be making an informed one, where you're looking at a person and be like, wow, this person's super responsible. Like, I'm safe with them. They wouldn't hurt me. They want to take care of me. They, you know, they care about me and my well-being. Because, like, first and foremost, your well-being and your safety is, like, the most important thing to me. Yes. I'm never going to put you in a position where you're going to hurt yourself in any meaningful way, where you're going to emotionally hurt yourself in any meaningful way. I never want that for you. Yeah, there's, like, that whole message about you want to leave them better than you found them, you know? And I don't want to do anything that would hurt you. And I think that's why, yeah, I'm glad you know that. I hope that you know that. Like, of course I want to, like, I love you. I want to take care of you. Like, that is the core of all this. Is like, in the core of me is this desire to protect and nurture and keep you safe. And that's, like, where it all, and that's where everything gets built around, you know? Yeah. Because I'm not doing it in a sense of, like, I am, yeah, exactly. And at any moment, you could be like, well, I'm relinquishing the submission. Like, I don't want it anymore. I don't want you to have this power over me. And in that moment, I don't, you know? I mean, that's why safe words exist, you know? Because ultimately, the person who has, in my mind, the most power in the dynamic is the submissive. They do. They do in this kind of, like, in my mind, this whole dynamic is built around the submissive. Yeah. It isn't built around the dominant. At least it shouldn't be. Like, the dominant is only there. Basically, it's like an expression of the submissive's will. Yeah. Like, the relinquishing of control truly is the liberating side, you know? Like, that is, yeah, it's an expression of freedom and safety in a way that you just can't get anywhere else. And the person who facilitates that's the dominant, who sets the parameters, rules, and control, ultimately to allow you to express yourself in the space, but also to create a safety net so that you don't even have to worry about it. And then that you have this freedom to exist in a way that you just can't anywhere else. And you're entrusting this other person to be your shield and your guardian during that time. Yeah, so you can feel safe enough to just freely explore the space and have, yeah, because it's the only time you can really just drop all your walls. You don't have to be anyone else other than who you just want to be at, like, the most base level, you know? Yeah. I mean, the discipline and all that stuff comes into, yeah, exactly, but it comes in within the parameters of play. Yeah, so there are hard delineations between where it begins and ends. It's not something that's, exactly, because outside that space, you, like, that is both in you, but isn't who you are, if that makes sense. No, it doesn't come to completely define you, as neither does my desire to, like, yeah. And that's also because I'm a switch too, so I think that's why I'm in this kind of interesting space where I can see both sides of it. Yeah, whereas people who are, like, purely dominant, purely submissive, unfortunately have only the limited vantage point for which they can see, yeah, the situation. But someone who can live on both sides of the coin is like, oh yeah, I get the appeal on this side, and I really get the appeal on this side. Yeah, and I think it's healthy. I think it helps. Yeah, because it puts into perspective and gives you a good understanding of what, yeah, what the other side needs. Well, the thing is, though, bratting is occurring within play, right? You weren't genuinely trying to relinquish or recontextualize the rules here. No. Bratting is just an expression of, it's an expression of play. Yeah, 100%. I don't think it's a genuine attempt to relinquish the dynamic, you know? Yeah. But that's why sometimes I think it's really important to have clear delineations between when it's play and when it's not play. Yeah, not only for, like, it's just for everyone's safety, because at the end of the day, like, this, if this isn't safe, then we shouldn't be doing it, you know? And that's why I think everything that we try to do is really to ensure, yeah, that what we're doing safely. Because at the end of the day, baby, yeah, at the end of the day, I love you. I want what's best for you. And whatever I can do to make the best for you, I want to do, you know? Which is why I think it's important we talk about these kind of things. I think it's, like, the fact that we can is huge. Like, that's, yeah, like, we should today. If you can't talk about this openly, then we shouldn't be engaging in it, you know? Because these are the conversations you have to have before you get into it, because it's a big decision. I mean, I'm glad we did. We had so many conversations. Yeah, we had so many late nights just talking and, like, yeah. Yeah, I remember the night we talked about the safe word. I mean, it was, it's a good choice. Yeah, I'm glad we haven't had to use it yet. But that's on me, though. I mean, yeah, ultimately, it's knowing your limits, trying to understand them, trying to push you to where I think you want to be. Yeah, it's like crafting an experience for you. No, it's not a lot of work. You're worth it, though. Like, I want to, yeah, because it really is like a, yeah, it's an expression of love. Yeah, kind of in a way. I mean, it is. It's when someone's in control, you can be your freest self. Because you know that there's someone who's going to catch you, you know? That's why, like, regression's possible and all those other things, because you're able to go back into spaces where you had someone watching your well-being in a way that you just don't have when you get, like, there's a point where there's just no one else watching for you besides yourself. And I think there's, like, a beauty in the idea that I can now have someone again responsible for me for this period of time where I can express myself and be free and safe and have structure that I don't impose, and it's a structure that can keep me feeling, yeah, grounded. No, I get it. I get it, baby. Yeah. Because it does, it speaks to something in us. I think we all feel just so out of control. Yeah, like, there's just so many things in life we just can't control. And as someone with, like, yeah, I have such control issues. So I like, the idea of giving them all up is both, like, terrifying and freeing in the same breath, you know? Maybe one day. Because it's hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to give it up. It's, yeah, it's hard for me to be, like, to let go and be like, ah, like, no, it's not even, I trust you. I trust you 100%. I trust you more than I trust anyone. Like, yeah, it's not a trust thing. It's like a, yeah, there's just, like, a part of me that it's scary to let go. I know. That's why I'm a switch, because I'm capable of it. I know I am. It's just, yeah, it's just hard. No, if there's anyone I would want to, it would be you. It would be. Yeah. I just have to find the room within myself to be okay, like, yeah, surrendering. I just have so much fight in me, you know? Yeah. I know you know. Yeah, it's hard for me to, yeah, I never played nice with authority figures. Mm-mm, I was so combative. Yeah. I know, which is why. I love you. No, I love when we have these talks. I'm glad, it's good that we have them. We should have them. Yeah. I don't want to change a thing, baby. Not at all. I love you so much.